Our next agenda item is something that I think every blind person should have, and that's Newsline. And things are happening with Newsline. It's an important part of what we do. It's and not to tell about it is the state coordinator of our Newsline here in South Carolina. Here is Steve Cook.
Good afternoon, Federation family. My name is Steve Cook. I am the coordinator for NFB Newsline here in South Carolina. Everett Bacon, if you're still on the line, I enjoyed hearing your national report this morning. And just to let you know, go Cowboys! Woohoo! You were speaking of Irving Stadium, and at my first convention, first National Federation of the Blind convention in '98, was in Dallas. And I told my friends at that time, I wasn't dating my wife at that point, but I told them, I said, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to Irving Stadium. I don't care what else is going on. I'm going to tour that stadium. And I did. I got my picture taken on the big blue star in the middle. And I keep up with the Dallas Cowboys in one way through NFB Newsline. I can call in on my phone and access papers here in South Carolina, the Columbia State, the Charleston Post and Courier, the Myrtle Beach Sun, the Greenville News, and the Anderson Independent. But that is what is available here in South Carolina for you. There's also papers available from around the nation as well as the world. If you like to read magazines, if you're interested in AARP, if you're above that age, and I am as well, and proud of it, woohoo! But if you're a diabetic, they have diabetes forecast on there, which is real informative. Sports magazines, you've got NFL, ESPN, and for technology-related items, I like reading the Access World magazine put out each month, as well as Apple, PC Insider, Mac. So you have a variety of choices. It just depends on what your interest is. And if you're looking for a job, and we all want to go to work at some point in our life so we can pay taxes, and you can look for a job under number 9 when you call in. Job features are not available through the app at this point. But not only that, if we do have a football season this fall, we can follow your favorite sports team. And Columbia, we have the Gamecocks, of course, and there are a few Clemson fans around here, but we allow them sometimes as well. But so whatever your sport is, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, football, and I also follow NASCAR as well for all those racing enthusiasts. But so as you see, you have a variety of choices. So you wonder, how can I get this great service? What you can do, you can call me at the Commission for the Blind. My direct number is 803-898-8788. And I will be glad to take your information and sign you up for Newsline. Or you can also call Kristen's staff at the State Library. They are eligible to register you for Newsline as well. And how many of us here have an Echo device? Woohoo! And so now you can even get Newsline on your Echo. That is so wonderful. You can ask her to read, Alexa, ask National Federation of the Blind to read the Post and Courier or whatever paper you're looking for. and she'll start reading it for you. You can skip forward by sections, by article, etc. So it is a great feature. And currently, if you're using it, there is NFB Newsline beta app. And for more information on that and how you can take part in the beta app, if you're not already doing it, you can go to nfb.org and look up under the Newsline section. But coming up in the NFB Newsline app when it is finally released, we've all heard of the KNFB Reader before, the OCR scanning program. There will be a light version of KNFB from within the app that you can scan a page at a time. And currently on the beta, it is not functioning. They're working on the issues of that, but it will be resolved before the issue, before the NFB app is released. And how many of us still enjoy watching TV? Woohoo! I do. But from the phone portion of NFB Newsline, you can set up TV channels. For example, we have Spectrum, and once you go in under option 8, you can actually go in and set your credentials so it lists your favorites, your channels, and so on. You can find out what's coming on in the future. Unless you're lucky enough to have one of the Spectrum talking boxes, I love that as a side note for those of you who have Spectrum TV and do not have the talking box, but you can call Spectrum Accessibility for that. And just to let you know, like I said, if you have any questions about Newsline, give me a call. I'll be glad to assist you. Again, my direct work number is 803-898-8788. And just remember, you heard it through the grapevine. Thank you, everyone.